bad the Niners are, they can only lose once a week.
Yes, when they lose eight in a row, that's over. It's over months.
I think they did lose eight in a row last year, actually.
Well, what's happening on today's broadcast?
That's a great show today. We got Representative Earl Blumenauer. He's a Democrat from the 3rd District in Oregon. He's talking about his energy plan. He's going to be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. And then Robert Scheer, who's got a new book out. He's a political pundit. It's called Playing President, and I wonder who he's talking about. And then in the last hour, James Koss, the executive director of Youth Speaks, and, of course, What Would Willie Do? And we might be talking about getting the mayor in the new California Hall of Fame.
Hey, what a great idea.
I'll keep it real with Will and Willie. Thanks, John Scott.
You got it. That is today's Progressive News Hour. We have more news and downloadable audio waiting for you right now at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
San Francisco's Angel Island is often called the Ellis Island of the West. What Ellis Island was to New York, Angel Island was to San Francisco, with one important difference.
Although much different than Ellis Island, whereas Ellis Island was really a welcoming location and people stayed there for a couple of hours getting their papers checked and getting processed. Immigrants here were actually detained some 18 to 22 months.
Angel Island Park Superintendent Dave Matthews there. From 1910 to 1940, the Angel Island Immigration Station processed about 175,000 Chinese immigrants, and many would-be immigrants had to wait on the island for as long as 2 years and less than optimum living conditions while going through all of their appeals. Part of the reason for the wait?
In the 1870s, Congress passed the Chinese Exclusion Act, prohibiting primarily male adults from coming into the United States for fear of taking jobs away from United States citizens.
Many of Angel Island's buildings have been studied for Chinese poems that were carved on the walls. One detainee wrote, "For what reason must I sit in jail? It is only because my country is weak and my family poor." Park Superintendent Dave Matthews says the island was a shock for other reasons as well.
The building was white, and in the Asian and Chinese culture, white is a sign of death.
After a fire in 1940, all immigration processing moved to the mainland. A Chinese-American community lobbied to have the immigration station on Angel Island declared a state landmark and is today a federally designated National Historic Landmark.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Oh, beautiful for space.
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CSC number 1204.
Thank you.
And
time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:04 at 9:60, the Quake. This report is brought to us by Carl's Jr. in Antioch. Highway 4 westbound before Summersville. Two-car crash now in the center divide and could be blocking the fast lane, partially at least. Careful through there. The backup starts at A Street up to that. Morgan Hill crash could be a fatality. Car and a person, 101 southbound before Tenet. No lanes blocked, but there are emergency crews there. Metering lights on. The backup to Grand Avenue at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And we should end our traffic report with great news for the coast side. Devil's Slide reopens Highway 1 on Friday. Carl's Jr., the pastrami burger is back. A delicious charbroil burger piled high with pastrami only at Carl's Jr. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. We'll get this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
It's August. It is 08, 01, 06, 7:05 on Tuesday morning here. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Hotel Vitale. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Mr. Durst.
So you saw a weird movie, huh?
Ah, yes, I did. It was a movie that probably should be R-rated. It's all, as a matter of fact, maybe even close to X. I guess there are no roles left for Cuba.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes. I guess there are no roles left because this one is really a weird, 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 very dark movie. It has to do with people who kill people for a living, and they show that.
They love that. There's probably like three guys in the world who's that job, and every other movie is about that. But speaking of Cuba,
Castro.
Castro has stepped down.
Well,
temporarily.
No. Thank you.
He gave it to his brother.
His 75-year-old brother, Raul.
His kid brother.
Yes, 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 yes. You know, I went to Cuba a few times, and I met the president.
Ah.
And El Presidente. Ultimately, I think, to auction off at eBay. A $100 bill with his autograph.
Oh, it's a $100 bill?
Yes.
Autographed by?
Fidel Castro.
Ruz? Did he put R-U-Z at the end?
I'll take a look.
Yeah, because that's his full name.
Yes, I will take a look and make sure. But he autographed it. He had a funny line when he autographed it. He says, well, I guess this takes this one out of circulation. I said, only until you die. And then we'll go there. But yes, he turned over on the basis of an illness. I saw him last week in a video shot with some other leader from South America. And he looked the same. You know, he's going to be 80 years of age at his next birthday. He says in this statement yesterday that he had some internal bleeding as a result of exhaustion and stress from the trips
to Argentina. Yeah.
That is correct.
That can't be good, internal bleeding.
Not for an 80-year-old guy.
No.
You know, and they went in, apparently, I don't know, you know, who had nerve enough to put him under.
The president's life is in your hands.
Yes, and he has a new resident that he probably doesn't know about. The young lady who played the Asian woman who played the female lead in Miami Vice lives in Cuba.
Gong Li?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. At least in the movie she lived
in. Oh, in the movie.
I believe movies. Well, I'm sorry. I'm strange in that regard.
Well, speaking of tyrannical despots, we have to talk about Arnold and Tony Blair as well.
I don't understand the word tyrannical despots and those two immigrants.
Yes. What are those immigrants doing here?
Two immigrants. Did
check
you see
green
them
cards.
Headbutting each other? or at least the photograph from the Chronicle looks like they're headbutting each other. They had quite a media show in Long Beach yesterday. The show actually started in Pebble Beach at the Murdoch event, where the governor introduced Mr. Blair and presented the prime minister. And then yesterday in Long Beach, they had this dramatic one-hour or more summit involving businesses from throughout California, discussing the potential for this state to be treated as a nation on the global warming issue. And they signed a memorandum of understanding or an agreement. That's only symbolic, but at least it's an expression that puts Schwarzenegger far to the left of Bush, far to the left of Angelitas, and far to the left of Castro on the issue. He's way out there. And my guess is that when the legislature reconvenes next week, they will have a whole series of bills on this issue that has been on the docket for a long time, and he has not expressed himself on it. I would guess that he will be testifying on behalf of those bills.
Fast-tracking.
No question. So that by the 1st of September, there will be nothing left in the goodie bag for Angelitas to promise to anybody.
What about Fabian Nunes? Where is he going to stand on this?
Well, he will be in favor of whatever there happens to be the position of the environmentalists on the global warming issue. But he will also be to the right of Schwarzenegger. Because I'm telling you, the governor is not going to let anybody get to his left.
And
nobody.
This earlier last week, this was your advice to Angelitas, was to go greener than green to get to the left of Schwarzenegger. Obviously, he hasn't been able to capture the publicity podium. I don't even know what his stances or his policies are.
Well, he's you might say broke or almost broke when you look at the report this morning showing how much money is available. Schwarzenegger has spent $7+ million already on television. Angelitas, and he has $4 million in his hands as we speak. Angelitas has about $700,000 in his hands. Although I must tell you, Angelitas' most recent ad where he says...
Leader, not an actor.
That's resonating well with people. Leader, not an actor. Except that it's reminding them who the actor is.
Yeah.
And they want to vote for the actor. According to the polls, he's 8% up on Angelitas. And then if you look at the remainder of the polls over the last several days that have been published... It shows, strangely enough, that the most recognized person on the ballot, other than Schwarzenegger, is Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown is high recognition against his opponent. He also has some high negatives, but he is highly, and he is really in the spot that everybody would like to be in. He's somewhere over 70% cared for and respected by independents in this state. And many times independence becomes the swing voters in this state. And so I've got to tell you that headed for the attorney generalship, Jerry Brown seems to be in pretty good shape.
Well, right now, this is the field poll, the initial voter preferences. Garamendi for lieutenant governor over McClintock, 48-38. Jerry Brown for attorney general over Poochigian, 54-33. Lockyer over Clyde Parrish for state treasurer, 52-27. John Chang over Tony Strickland for state controller, 38-27. Undecided in that one is 34%, though.
So neither one of those guys have ever been on the ballot statewide. Neither of them have good names, and they don't come from any discipline of any political persuasion.
Insurance Commissioner Cruz Bustamante over Steve Poizner, the Republican candidate. That's close, 43-39, with only 2% undecided. No, 16% undecided. And the Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, the challenger, Democrat, over Bruce McPherson, incumbent Republican, 38-35, with 26 undecided. So the undecideds are 20%, 12, 13, until you get to state controller and secretary of state, and then they bump up to over a quarter.
Well, in that race, I think the newspaper is right. I've always said it that you run against yourself when you're as well known as Jerry Brown. you run against yourself when you're Bustamante, that you've been up and down the political spectrum so long. Those two races will be decided on whether or not people want Jerry Brown or not Jerry Brown, whether or not they want Bustamante or not Bustamante. The opponents mean nothing. Pochigian and Postner means nothing, period. Although Postner has Steve Wesley-type money, and he will pound, pound, pound. The insurance industry will want Postner as well, I suspect. But, you know, who knows? At this stage of the game, Bustamante's negatives are higher than his positives. Jerry Brown's positives are higher than his negatives. I would have to tell you that it has the potential for a Democratic sweep, particularly since Arnold apparently will not show up anywhere there's any other Republican candidate or any office under any circumstance. You're talking about a guy
maybe
running
Nick
away.
Pearson,
from, yeah, you're talking about a guy. No, maybe. Just maybe. But he hasn't shown up so far.
Mm.
And he may not. Let me tell you, that woman on the ballot, that's really the only woman. So why would Schwarzenegger put himself in a position where he has got the problem of the skirts lining up against him? No, he's not going to do that. I think that would be, he's going to redirect himself.
Well, now let's switch gears a little bit. I mean, we got a new announcement. California is going to have a Hall of Fame. And the first 13 inductees are going to be formally introduced on December 6th. And they are, these are the 13 inductees. Did you read this? It's Cesar Chavez, Walt Disney, Amelia Earhart, Clint Eastwood, Frank Gehry, the Hearst family, AIDS researcher Dr. David Ho, Billie Jean King, John Muir, the Packard family, Ronald Reagan, Sally Ride, and Alice Walker. So that's, why would they do 13?
Two politicians.
Clint Eastwood
and Ronald Reagan. Two politicians.
Clint Eastwood and Ronald Reagan. Well, yeah.
Well, Caesar's now, he's a labor leader. He wasn't really a politician. Clint Eastwood held office for 38 minutes, and Ronald Reagan had two terms as mayor, as governor of the state of California.
Where's Pat Brown?
That's there were a lot of people missing from that. How about the man,
Earl Warren? Because you're a member of that family, aren't you?
I'm cousin.
Pat Brown, Jerry Brown, Willie Brown, the
cousin.
Father,
all
the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
All.
I've been waiting to use that one for months.
Yes, you have.
Hey, we are keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. Coming up, our first guest will be Representative Earl Blumenauer. He's a Democrat from the 3rd District of Oregon. He'll be joining us talking about energy.
A young man who, well, he's not so young anymore, but he's been holding elective office since he was 22 years of age, and he started in the world of politics by trying to get the voting age lowered. Which means he would have been earlier. I don't think the guy's ever had a regular job.
That sounds like somebody I know.
Keep it real.
We have John Scott waiting in the studio with all the new news here on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Will. Our worst traffic problem of the moment, 4 westbound before Summersville. Two-car crash down the center divide, partially blocking the left lane. The backup is from A Street. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup to Grand Avenue. Our forecast, mostly sunny today. Highs this afternoon, 60s on the coast, 70s around the bay, and mid-80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Golden Gate Bridge district officials are trying to get more people who drive across on the weekends to sign up for Fast Track. During the work week, about 50% of southbound commuters use Fast Track. 70% of those who drive across in the morning use the transponder. On weekends, that number drops to a dismal 35%. Cuban Americans in Miami cheering news that Fidel Castro has temporarily stepped down and handed his presidential powers over to his brother while he recovers from gastrointestinal surgery. One woman says her first reaction to the news yesterday was disbelief, immediately followed by hope. Hezbollah television is reporting guerrillas have killed or wounded 35 Israeli soldiers in a major battle this morning. The guerrilla group says Israel has been unable to remove its wounded because of constant fire. Israel hasn't commented on the report. 25 years ago today at midnight, August 1st, 1981, MTV went on the air. And to honor the channel's 25th birthday, their sister network is airing the entire first day. In its entirety, you can TiVo it. The replay is starting on Saturday morning, 6 a.m. until it's done on VH1 Classic. Call Will and Willie. Tell them what you think about the news of the day. Their number is 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Attention homeowners, Ryko Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call Ryko. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Ryko. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call Ryko at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybryko.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your class before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960, The Quake.
Keeping it real from the left ventricle of the heart of the Bay Area. We are in the shadow of the Bay Bridge. And you can see the pyramid building from here. I mean, what other city provide ring toss for aliens? We are San Francisco, where Halloween is redundant. We are the Bay Area, and I am Will Durst. And that is Willie Brown here on 960 The Quake. And our first guest is on the line. Hello, are you there, sir?
I am indeed.
Mr. Blumenauer.
Speaking.
And you are representative, U.S. representative of the 3rd District of Oregon, just a state north of us.
Indeed.
Yeah, and you've been a politician for quite a while, I understand.
I'm a lifer.
I just told everybody about your background. I said that you were elected, I think, when you're like 21 or 22 years of age. I first heard of your name through John Vasconcellos, mm-hmm. who was trying to lower the voting age in the state of California, while you were trying to do the same in the state of Oregon.
Yes, sir.
A long time ago. And was it 21 or 22 when you were first elected?
Actually, it was 23, but who's counting?
23 years of age, and you were elected to the legislature.
Yep.
Of all places, mind you, and he served in almost every capacity to which one could be elected on the legislative side, county level, city level, etc., and now he's a member of the Congress, and you are specializing in energy, right?
Well, we work, as you know, in this little island, Portland, Oregon. We're working on things that make communities more livable. And energy is absolutely critical in terms of being able to, for families to be able to live in a sustainable fashion, to not be held hostage to forces beyond our control. And we're spending a lot of time in Congress these days trying to get the policies right rather than what these the Tom DeLay sidekicks that are still running the place are focusing on the best policies for the 1950s.
Now, we here at the Quake, the radio station here, 960 The Quake, have been calling for a Manhattan Project for alternative energies. You have something called the Progress Act. What does that do?
Well, we introduced last week in Congress an effort that actually is a lot like a Manhattan Act. We're trying to deal with the major issues. In part, establishing a new Manhattan Center for energy-efficient vehicles, establishing a program for national biofuels infrastructure development. You know, you get those biofuels, and if you don't have any way to get them into the cars across the country, it's not going to work. Obviously, you can't just look at single-occupant vehicles because you've got other issues down in the Bay Area like congestion. And being able to promote a sound transit system, rail infrastructure, and then last but not least, having the federal government itself lead by example. The federal government is the largest consumer of energy in the world, and we have little things like, you know, an aircraft carrier that gets 17 feet to a gallon. We've got lots of opportunities here for the federal government to deal comprehensively, and our Progress Act is an effort to do precisely that.
And you are on the Democratic side of the aisle.
Yes, sir.
In every aspect of this. Let's talk a little bit about the politics of energy as it relates to other congressional races. Are there some congressional races in which energy is ranked up there near the top of issues that are affecting the minds of people?
Well, in my judgment, this is the sort of the hidden issue that is unfolding. There are lots of issues in terms of the culture of corruption back here, the Abramoff, Tom DeLay, all of that stuff. And certainly the war in Iraq has galvanized people from coast to coast. But really a subtext of all of this is energy. Nobody thinks that we would be in Iraq if it had the second largest supply of rutabaga instead of oil.
Not unless rutabaga became an alternative energy source.
Well, you know, we're not quite there yet.
Like that car they use in Back to the Future, that redesigned DeLorean that they use. We're speaking with Earl Blumenauer. He is a He's congressman, U.S. congressman from the 3rd District of Oregon, speaking of his energy plan here. And what are the chances of the Progress Act actually passing?
Well, I think that that the odds are very high, not in this Congress, which, just as I say, they're focusing on things like subsidies for oil companies that don't need subsidies, sitting on huge profits and cash reserves. And frankly, these people aren't interested in any serious legislation because, you know, we're too busy dealing with that gay married couple that's going to burn a flag at their wedding. But there's a very strong likelihood that we can move forward in the next session of Congress. I think we've reached a point now where there's a 50-50 chance that the Democrats will control the House of Representatives, and people care deeply. It's not just $3 a gallon gasoline. It's people are concerned about, you know, $5,000 to heat and cool a home. I understand there have been a few blackouts here and there across the country. You folks know about that in California.
Been a bit warm here in the Central Valley.
global warming as an interesting overlay. So I think that ultimately we're going to be driven to this point. We've only got 3% of the world's proven oil reserves. Even if these folks are able to attack oil in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, and they're going to be able to do more offshore drilling, which is not clear to me they'll be able to do. Even if they were able to do that, we simply can't supply our insatiable appetite the way things are now. So ultimately, we're going to have to move in this direction, and I think we've got a pretty good chance under Democratic control to do it in the next session of Congress.
It's interesting because the Democrats had this proposal last year to tax the windfall profits of the oil companies, and it was defeated. And now you hear Republicans calling for similar things, or at least they did when people were so upset about the $3 gallon gasoline. Now the public has gotten used to $3. Where is the outrage? When does it start? How many Mobil Exxon quarterly profits of $18 gazillion do we need in our face?
Well, first of all, maybe it's different in the Bay Area. I mean, you folks have gotten used to multi-million-dollar homes on average. But the rest of America, $3 a gallon gasoline still gets people's attention, let me tell you. And the fact is, it's going to be going up. You know, we're not going to be going down to $2 a gallon gasoline or something like that. We are simply not making any more of it. There are other structural problems that we don't need to bore people with today, like restricting refinery capacity. These prices are going to continue to go up. There's going to be issues of supply. You know, the two countries that give us the most imported oil now, Mexico and Canada, are going to be running out of oil in the next 10 years at the rate that they're pumping. So the world is changing. And I think people are going to continue to pay attention.
In the state of Oregon, when you talk about the 50-50 chance for Democrats to control the House of Representatives, are there any seats in your state that would be in the category of shifting from Democrats, from Republican to Democrats?
No, it's not going to happen in the West because of the sort of the artful gerrymandering in California. And the seats in Washington and Oregon are pretty settled. I think there are only two seats, in my judgment, that are in play in the entire West. One is the Pombo seat down not very far from you, and there's one up in Seattle area where a great candidate named Darcy Berner is breathing down the neck of an incumbent. But there are seats across the country where we're watching the Republicans just falling apart in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, in New York, and ironically in Kentucky. All of these have several, each of those states have several seats in play, and I think we're going to watch more move into the target range, but not on the West Coast.
Representative Earl Blumenauer of the 3rd District of Oregon, Democrat, we wish you great good luck with this project, sir.
Thank you very much.
And next time I'm in Washington, I'll stop in and say hello.
Please do.
All right, Earl.
Thank you, man. Coming up, we're taking your phone calls. There's a big, huge article in the Chronicle today on the front page. You thought it was hot last week? Ha, ha, ha. And they're talking about it. We're all talking about global warming. What are your views on global warming? Give us a call.
866-960-5753.
Yeah, we did that in stereo because we are keeping it real with Will and Willie. We have new news. Coming up, your phone calls here on 960 The Quake.
7:32 on 960 The Quake. Traffic time brought to us by Hornblower Cruises. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to the 880 overcross. Been all right this morning on the East Shore Freeway with no major problems reported. South Bay troubles, San Jose, 101 northbound before 880. Motorcycle down in one lane. Another car stopped to assist. Ambulance rolling. Morgan Hill, 101 southbound. Car and a person in an accident. That's southbound before 10 at Ave on 101. BART on time this hour. Be the office hero. Win a company holiday party for 20 of your coworkers by entering Hornblower Cruises and Events Be the Office Hero sweepstakes. Just cruise over to hornblower.com for details. No purchase necessary. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit quakeradio.com. Here are the headlines this hour. Our forecast, sunny today. Another beautiful day. 60s coast, 70s around the bay, and mid-80s inland. The local battle against the mosquito continues tonight. Crews in Santa Clara County are doing a second spraying in some neighborhoods in West San Jose and Saratoga. Vector Control found an unusually high number of bugs there. Some with West Nile virus, some without. Researchers say that new versions of McAfee's leading software, that would be PC security software, is susceptible to a flaw that can expose your password and other sensitive information. A McAfee spokeswoman confirms the vulnerability and says software engineers are testing a fix. Local residents of the 11th Congressional District are holding a press conference in San Ramon today to challenge Representative Richard Pombo to a town hall meeting during the August congressional recess to, quote, explain himself as to why he is known, according to some, as one of the most corrupt members of Congress. Some of Pombo's constituents have signed a letter requesting this town hall meeting, and the letter with their signatures will be hand-delivered to his district offices today. The Bush administration is said to be monitoring the situation in Cuba very closely. Just yesterday, President Bush said before learning of Fidel Castro's illness and subsequent turnover of power to his brother that the U.S. has a plan in place to better help the people of Cuba once Castro moves on. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960. The Quake.
Are you tired of the same old satellite, DSL, and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable, great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goal. Our mission.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Attention homeowners. Brico Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call Brico. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call Brico at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybrico.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Each year, millions of baseball fans cheer for the home team.
It only takes one to ruin it for everybody else by not following the rules.
Listen, Major League ballplayers know winning means following the rules, and I politely remind them of those rules, calling them like I see them. So now I'm politely reminding you, wear your safety belt and use a sober designated driver. Find out how you can win tickets to the World Series or a trip to the All-Star Game by visiting the designated driver booth at a Major League ballpark, because responsibility has its rewards.
A message from Team Coalition.
Trying to make it real compared to what...
Keeping it real with Will and Willie here at 960 The Quake. It's 7:38 in the a.m.
And this is the show, Will, that the Bay Guardian says is absolutely the best Herb Cain look-alike, Herb Cain sound-alike.
Call him on
Herb
the air. Cain,
that's right. And I love that. And I, you know, I think you revealed too much information when you proceed to tell him, yes, but it was an editor's pick.
Well, tomorrow... Tomorrow they're going to have the big photograph where everybody gets their picture. All the winners get their picture. Aren't there like 300 winners in this thing? How are they going to take a picture of everyone?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to be in the front row. Center.
You going down?
Right next to Brugman. And I know they'll publish that one.
Yeah, they like photos with Brugman. And...
I'll try to put your arms around it. Make sure that you know they can't cut you off. The hand. Uh-huh. The hand.
Ah, the sneaky publicity photo ideas. Yeah. How to make sure that you're in. Well, who was it that said always sit next to a guy in a turban? Because they'll always use that photo.
Use that guy. Well, I don't know about today, whether or not that's,
yeah, that's
a good
true.
Idea.
Yeah, today it might be a little stickier.
Speaking of people in turbans, Mel Gibson has absolutely handled his drunk driving situation worse than anything that I have ever seen. It's almost like he said, I didn't have sex with that bottle.
He's in deep doo-doo. Now, supposedly, there's a video of something? Is there a video of him?
I don't know about the video, but I tell you what did happen to him this morning. Late flash, ABC canceled...
Oh,
that mini series.
The Holocaust thing?
Absolutely. That they, I guess they're just going to pay him and forget it and tell him to go, get lost, Buster.
I don't think he needs the money.
We don't want anything to do with you. I don't know. He may need it ultimately, you know. What bank could he put his money in, since he seems to think that the bankers are Jews and bad people? You know?
He's kind of screwed there.
Oh, my God. And the extensiveness of his comments. Apparently, he went out of his way to insult the deputy who happened to have been female at the facility where they took his photograph. He went out of his way to engage in dialogue that was unrelated to his tequila. So he's almost as bad shape as Landis. Landis, who said, I naturally generated all of that testosterone. Now it turns out that
some
it's totally
synthetic.
Totally synthetic. And now his doctor is saying, wait a minute, you know, you can get that from drinking alcohol. I didn't know that.
Synthetic testosterone?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I'm drinking what kind of alcohol?
I don't know, but I'm going to stop drinking.
I'm going to start drinking.
Speaking of drinking, last night I was had a kind of a late supper at Post Trio, and I ran into ABC.
How late do they
stay open? You know, till
like midnight,
till the dishwasher leaves.
All right.
He starts cooking.
Yeah,
at a certain hour.
There.
That's right. He starts cooking. But I ran into last night, and I got a bottle of wine arrives at my table, Duckhorn Merlot, the estate bottle. You know where it came from?
Mm-mm.
Joel Siegel from ABC. You remember that name?
He was a movie reviewer.
That is right.
Wow.
That is right. He comes over later to join me and said, listen, but those of us back in New York, we want you back in public life. We don't get a chance to hear your great quotes. I said, tune in to The Quake.
Yes, you can stream us.
So you can get it there. Yes. He said, well, why don't you do the show from New York? You don't, you know, you wouldn't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. When I told him, which is
wait a minute, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, so we ought to talk to Bob Agnew.
Yeah.
Paul, you ought to talk about this because you know Joel is a good projector of quality performances, etc.
Well, I'm moving to New York.
Yeah,
they're all moved to New York.
We'll live together. We'll be roommates. We'll turn it into a reality show. Willie, Will, and Paul.
Yeah.
All in the same household, the brownstone on 57th. What do you say, right across from the park?
Right across from the park. Okay. Directly across from the park.
I want to be on the west side of the park. You want to be on the east side of the park.
But he sends over this great bottle of wine. I'm telling you, it was a great bottle of wine. So, yeah, and you can't insult people who send over wine. You got to drink it all.
You got to drink all of it?
Oh, yeah. You got to drink it. Send a bottle.
Hey, what time was this? About 11?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh.
All I know is I didn't see Jay Leno. I didn't see Conan O'Brien. I saw.
Oh, when you get home.
That late. Yeah, that's the last hour. But it was fun seeing him there last night and checking in with him, etc. And I mentioned that movie, that Cuba's movie.
Shadowboxer.
Yeah, Shadowboxer. He didn't react, so apparently I must be the only person who's ever seen that movie. It must have been a private screening for me.
It did not get good reviews.
There were only five people in the movie.
And Helen Mirren is in it, one of the best actresses in the world right now.
She was very good in the movie, and she played his stepmother, because obviously she's a lot older.
He was my stepson. He was my lover.
Yes, it got that way, and then of course she was dying of cancer, and the first scene you see her in, she's almost dead, and then you see her drinking straight shots of bourbon, and she gets resurrected, and then she has coffee to clear up the bourbon. Before she gives, I'm not going to tell you the whole movie.
I'm not going to see it. You're not going to ruin anything. Spoilers beware.
And the bad guy, they really have an evil guy. This guy is so evil. He doesn't die till the end, unfortunately. But the movie opens with him about to really just totally and completely violate somebody of his that he thinks has had some relationship with his wife.
Uh-huh.
And he has this guy spread-eagled across the pool table. He has jammed the eight ball in the guy's mouth so the guy can't say anything. He's ripped off and he's broken the pool cue and he's about to teach this guy. Oh, it's just horrible.
Oh, I don't want to know.
No, it's just terrible. And then the four guys watching him, and he's doing it for entertainment purposes. As soon as they walk out, he turns to his guy and he says, better get rid of them because at some point they're going to start talking. That's how the movie opens.
Wow.
And that's the point at which you want to walk out. Because there's nothing left.
No, where do you go from there?
Nothing left.
And you didn't walk out?
No.
If you ever walked out of the movie?
I had paid $8 to get in there on a pass given to me by my daughter as a Christmas gift. And I was not about to insult her.
Wait a minute, how do you get a pass?
She bought one of those
passes.
Debit cards.
Oh, yeah. Gift cards.
Debit cards. Yeah, and you go in there, and they give you about 14 receipts. You're talking about wasted paper. You buy one little $8
ticket. And you
got to
use those debit cards. You got to use those gift cards within
a
year.
Time.
Yeah,
that's
otherwise
right.
They start deducting stuff, which I thought was illegal in the state of California.
Well, you can contract almost anything. You can almost waive all your rights if you choose to do so. Although we've got a couple of judges here in San Francisco that do not respect persons who waive their rights. They operate on the theory you had no idea what you were doing. And so, therefore, we're not going to let you in. And so, if you ever make a deal with anybody...
The lawyer in Willie Brown is coming out at 7:47.
you ever make a deal with anybody where you waive your rights? Don't worry about it. I can get you out of it. Good. I know the right judge to go
because
before.
Every time I sign a contract for comedy, it says, throughout the universe, in perpetuity... So I want to get a couple of those bags. Coming up, we got the Burst of Durst. And in the 8 o'clock hour, Robert Scheer, one of the most well-known and respected liberal pundits in America, will join us.
And the telephone is wide open, 866-960-5753.
Right now, of course, John Scott waiting in the studio with more new news here on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. 747. Had a couple of motorcycle car accidents in the South Bay this morning. 680 northbound to Berryessa. And also Morgan Hill, 101 southbound before 10. That's the second car motorcycle crash of the morning. And pretty slow through there. Metering lights on back up to the 880 overcross, the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Mostly sunny today. This afternoon's high, 60s coast, 70s around the bay and mid-80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. A new poll shows the Democrats are leading in six so-called down-ticket races in this fall's election. Lieutenant Governor. The new field poll survey shows that Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi leads Republican Tom McClintock 48-38%, 13% undecided. In the race for Attorney General, the field poll shows that former Governor and Oakland Mayor, currently Jerry Brown, ahead of his Republican rival, State Senator Charles Poochigan. An environmental activist group has filed a lawsuit trying to stop Hornblower Yachts from taking over ferry service to Alcatraz at the end of next month. The group claims that Hornblower will be violating environmental laws by operating their ferry service from its base on the Embarcadero near Lombard. British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Governor Schwarzenegger announced an agreement yesterday to do an end around the Bush administration and work together to explore ways of fighting global warming. They agreed to collaborate on research into cleaner burning fuels and technologies and look into the possibility of setting up a system whereby polluters could buy and sell the right to emit greenhouse gases. Call Will and Willie now at 866-960-KQKE and tell us what you think about the news of the day. You can email us anytime from the contact page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Win tickets to the 26th Annual San Francisco Jewish Film Festival. It all happens July 20th through August 7th in San Francisco, Berkeley, Mountain View, and San Rafael. 51 films, 52,000 opinions. For your chance to win tickets to a new film for each week of the festival, visit the contest page of QuakeRadio.com.
The home of Will Durst and Willie Brown. 960, The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. So here's the deal. Joe Lieberman is a Democratic senator from Connecticut who has a dubious distinction of being the politician who sounds most like Elmer Fudd since Paul Tsongas passed away. But unlike the unfortunately named Paul Tsongas, Lieberman has been the biggest shill for the president on the Iraqi war, who is not named Dick or a former CEO of Halliburton. I don't know what else he's done from Connecticut. I'm sure he's worn pink polo shirts to all the right events and brought money home to the Constitution State by the barrelful, as is his job in the U.S. Senate. My problem with him, along with many Connecticuters, is he's been the president's point man and charging Democrats with treason for even questioning the president's motives. Now, I don't know about the nutmeg state's concerns, but what everyone forgets is he's not just a war hawk, he's a Bush-kissing war hawk. I'm serious. They're using a photo of Lieberman and Bush smooching, and it's one of Ned Lamont's buttons. It's not a Photoshop thing. They were actually French kissing. His tongue is so far down his throat, I think he was tickling his kidneys. Now, I don't know Ned Lamont. I've never worked with Ned Lamont. Ned Lamont is not a friend of mine, but if I were living in Connecticut, I'd vote for Ned Lamont in a New York minute. I might even kiss him. And that's your burst of Durst for today. But no tongues.
Now, wait a minute. That applause is wrong.
Totally
and completely wrong.
That's a judgment call.
Because, of course it is. You made a judgment call. You were pushing
for
whatever quake eligible voter there is to vote for Ned Lamont on one issue and one issue only.
No, I don't like Joe Lieberman. I did not like him when he was Al Gore's vice presidential candidate.
But you voted for him.
I think Hadassah is a wonderful woman. I do not like Joe Lieberman. I do not like him. I don't care what his stance on the war is. I don't care about that. He's entitled to his own opinion, but he can't yell at other Democrats and call them treasonous and call them working against this country when they are speaking out their opinions. That's my problem with him, and I want him out. I do. I want him out.
Well, we are not going to give you time off to go
campaign.
Yes, and to
7 days?
Ring doorbells on behalf of Ned Lamont or anyone else.
8th of October.
I got to tell you, you're joining the New York Times in the effort to remove from public office one of the stalwarts of the Democratic Party for lo these many years.
I'm sure he's good on many Democratic issues, but you don't yell at other Democrats. You don't side with George Bush and say that to anybody who criticizes our war effort when there should not be a war in Iraq to begin with.
Did Lieberman actually say that?
He was standing by the president, and he was he was saying that Democrats should not be criticizing the war effort at this time. He said that.
That doesn't translate, though, into accusations of potential traitorship.
What do you think the Republicans
things?
Do?
Well, I think
when they
Republicans...
hear somebody like Lieberman come out, they use him as a stalking horse. They use him. Look at, see, even the, we're bipartisan, see? And they use Lieberman. They're using him.
Of course.
Like a wash rag.
Of course. And they should. In the world of politics, you take advantage of every issue available to you in whatever manner that you care to so do. But that's not Lieberman doing that. That's the Republicans doing it to Lieberman. Now, this business of kissing Bush
is
a whole
other
thing.
Oh, yeah, he's not smart enough that they're going to do that out. He knows that they're going to use him. He must be aware. The same way that Blair knows that Schwarzenegger's going to use him. They know that's, look at it. Schwarzenegger's a man of the world. He's an international player. He's got Tony Blair kissing on his little hand.
Yes, but
down.
Blair had a private, to-do with Angelitas in a hotel room.
Really?
Just the two of them at the Fairmount.
And it wasn't. There was no press photos of that?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't understand why Angelitos would not.
Well, I don't know what they were doing in that room, but there was no recording of it. And no accounting of it.
What are you intimating
no
they were doing?
All I'm telling you is I don't know whether they talked about the potential for Blair coming in and running Angelitos' campaign. Because those other fellows have been running his campaign in the last 40 days or so. They have not done well by him. I mean, you know, it's been what? Since the 7th or 8th of June? And Angelitos has been steadily sliding in the wrong direction.
That's right.
As the heat has gone up,
50 days.
Angelitos's chances have gone down.
Since June,
so, yeah. So, but now with the heat moving towards the east, there may be the opportunity for Angelitos to come back.
To warm up.
That is correct.
The Iceman melteth.
Maybe he can get our friend Al Gore, who knows more about warming people up than anybody else in
Coming
the world.
Coming up on Will and Willie, Mr. Robert Scheer on 960 The Quake, and your call.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable, great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. Fidel Castro's had surgery to stop internal bleeding. In Washington, the White House is keeping a close watch on Castro's illness and on developments in Cuba. Our Dick Giuliano has this live report.
Dave, the White House spokesman Peter Watkins says the Bush administration is closely monitoring the situation in Cuba. The spokesman says the White House cannot speculate on Castro's health, but continues to work for the day of Cuba's freedom. U.S. Coast Guard officials say they are on standby. U.S. officials have long had plans in place to head off any possible mass exodus from Cuba in case the Cuban government were to suddenly open the doors as it did in 1980 and 1995. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
Residents of Miami's Little Havana have been in the streets celebrating and chanting Free Cuba. Temperatures will be soaring today as the heat wave moves into the New York area. CNN's Gary Baumgarten reports live from New York. It's going to be sweltering.
Well, temperatures are expected, Dave, to approach and maybe surpass 100 degrees today and tomorrow. People are being told to take it easy and drink lots of water, but some, like construction workers, have no choice but to exert themselves in the heat. Construction supervisor Robert Hernandez says they learned to adapt.
You are kind of like used to with years working on the field.
His secret to coping? He drinks lots of Gatorade. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
The Israeli military says it's killed 300 Hezbollah fighters since the start of the campaign. Israel says it has good reason for not honoring the ceasefire.
Even though there's this 48-hour suspension of airstrikes from Israel, we've seen a lot of airstrikes from Israel. They say they are just because they want to make sure their ground troops are protected, and they only carry out an airstrike if they think Israel is under threat.
CNN's Paula Hancock's in Jerusalem. This is CNN.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Hey there, it's 8:04. I'm John Scott. Traffic brought to you this time by your local Toyota dealers. Here's what's happening. Morgan Hill's been real rough all morning. There have been three separate crashes, two of them involving motorcycles. One was a fatal. The latest problem, 101 southbound before Tennant Ave. In the Dublin Grade, 580 westbound before Eden Canyon. Car stalled, now center divide was in the lanes. Three-car crash in South City on 280. That's southbound right before Avalon. And San Mateo, 101 northbound before Peninsula Avenue. Three-car crash, no new details from CHP. BART on time this hour. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head. The Toyota Highlander Hybrid. With an EPA estimated 33 miles per gallon in the city and 80% fuel. More of what you want in an SUV and less of what you don't. Highlander Hybrid. Better mileage is just the beginning. Check real-time local traffic anytime on our website, quakeradio.com. We'll get this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Yes, that is us down at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. We are pimp-slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of truth, justice, and the Will and Willie way by keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. And we're taking your calls this hour at 866-960-5753. So far, we've been talking about a myriad of subjects. We've been talking about Angelitas and Schwarzenegger jumping into a green bed with Tony Blair. We've been talking about my little pet peeve today, which was Joe Lieberman, the senior senator from the state of the Nutmeg State, the state of Connecticut.
And you know, well, he's further alienated as of this morning from his Democratic colleagues, of whom you spoke so passionately about, because Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, along with several other members of Congress, both Senate and House, signed a letter to Bush telling Mr. Bush that by the end of the year he must redeploy the troops and start bringing them home. That is a dramatic step. Didn't get a lot of headlines or what have you, but it clearly is a major step for the Democrats to all now be marching in the same direction. I don't think Hillary Clinton signed that letter. I don't know if she was given the opportunity, but this is no longer Barbara Lee and Maxine Waters and John Murtha. This is now what you call the mainstream Democrats led by the Democratic leadership.
And you read this yesterday, that Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel said President Bush must call for an immediate ceasefire. This madness must stop. That's Chuck Hagel. That's not, you know, a moderate Republican. That's one of the, you know, Kool-Aid drinkers.
And he's dispatched Condoleezza Rice back to the Middle East again. She left, and she's on her way home, if not already home. And she's coming home empty-handed two times in a row. And that's not good for her, nor for this nation. Our Secretary of State should have such high respect from the other nations of the world and the other world leaders, particularly when she carries with her the absolute ultimate confidence from the President of these United States. It should be very, very difficult for people to turn her down when she's being reasonable.
It's going to be a long time before we get that moral authority back. We kind of squandered it, taking down Saddam Hussein, ironically enough, the only man who was able to keep Iran at bay.
Well, and speaking of Iran, there was also the wonderful news that the Security Council has now said to the Iranians, be clear, you are out of time. If by the end of August you have not, if by the end of August you must discontinue the headlong effort to produce a destructive nuclear weapon, if by the end of August we don't have evidence that you've stopped, then we will have to consider sanctions. And that's not as strong as the U.S. and Europe would want it to be. But nevertheless, it is a triumph for those two entities that have been pushing so hard for a date by which the Iranians would have to stop. Now you have a date. You should also know that about the same time that the success was coming in that vein, Syria announced that its military will now go on heightened alert readiness. And that is not a good sign, particularly if the Syrians decide to come to the rescue of the Lebanese. They won't say the Hezbollah. They'll say they're considered kind of an outlaw operation, at least by world standards.
But everybody ignores the fact that Hezbollah is lobbing missiles at Israel. They all say, oh, Israel's bombing the Lebanese people. Yeah, but there's these guys who are shooting off these missiles, and you aren't saying anything to them. Isn't there anything like peer pressure here? I'm not saying Israel is innocent. They're no newborn lamb. I mean, we all know.
Well, the one thing that I think Madam Rice could take credit for is the cessation of missiles from Hezbollah. They have not fired any missiles since the announced ceasefire was supposed to have taken place. And so there have been no new missiles fired upon Israel in the last 24 hours.
But Bush is still talking about a sustainable ceasefire, and just stopping is not good. Well, I think stopping is good. I think the stoppage of the missiles with the rockets and the bombs attached and the destruction of buildings which fall down on people, I think that is good, even if just to have talks.
Well, CNN reports that as a result of the brief period when the ceasefire was in effect,
the 12 hours that Israel called the ceasefire,
the people who were trying to get food and supplies for survival purposes, the humanitarian types, moved very quickly to do their job, and those who wanted to flee the country, knowing that moving vehicles are targets for Israeli missiles, they were able to flee for safety beyond the battlefields or the battlefield grounds. And that's
if they had gas, if they had roads, if they had cars, if they had live people to get in there, trying to go north of the Litani River. Right?
Well, you know, they should go back to using
ox carts,
camels. There's no mistaking that there will not be any missiles going after camels, because there's no way you'd think that that was...
How do you wave a white flag off a camel? Yeah,
that was happening. But nevertheless, the reality is that for that brief period of time, it did provide some relief for people to gain a measure of security that they did not previously enjoy. However, there was no report of any one of the shelters to which people had repaired themselves in Israel coming out of the shelters. They're not coming out. They're not going back to operating as if times are normal again.
They get a million people in bomb shelters in Israel.
Yes, and justifiably so, with the missiles randomly going wherever they go when they've been fired by Hezbollah, you're pretty much confined for your own safety and your own security to the bomb shelters. And it must be an elaborate system, though, because, you know, to put that many people, hide that many people, conceal that many people, is a an achievement unto itself.
Can you imagine if we had to do that?
Go into bomb shelters?
Yeah.
We don't have them anymore.
We had them for a while.
As a matter of fact...
Duck and cover, you remember that.
Yes, but as a matter of fact, NORAD, that was at one time the centerpiece of our so-called power as it relates to protecting this nation, they have now shut it down. They have now said NORAD is no longer needed. It will remain in place. They won't dismantle it, but they'll only have a small staff just to make sure the bells and whistles still work. But NORAD is no longer the center where you go to get an indication of what the circumstances are in the position of our satellites, in the position of our constantly flying war apparatus equipment, in the position of our intelligence units all over the world. NORAD is gone.
I remember the old Nike bases. We had missile sites all scattered across this country back in the in the 50s and 60s. And there was a Nike base right around here, wasn't there?
Absolutely. Right over here, just as you cross the Golden Gate Bridge, there were the appropriate missile silos for purposes of protecting the coast and protecting San Francisco. And I dare say, well, I don't think that they have been brownfield and residential property put on them. I think they're still there.
The actual physical bases themselves.
Yes.
The missiles are gone. All the triggering devices are gone.
Well, you don't know whether or not that's true.
You hope.
You can't trust this administration to tell you accurately.
I mean, that's just like Hezbollah. You know, we had missile bases right in residential areas.
But wait a minute. No. Hezbollah,
no, we had
different.
One.
We are a nation. Hezbollah is just a gang. In America, Hezbollah would be like, you know, the Crips or the whatever. It just wouldn't be, you know, that's where Hezbollah would fit.
A mobile gang carrying them around in trucks.
Except extremely well-armed, extremely well-trained, and they seem to follow the orders of whoever leads them, and they're willing, apparently, to make the sacrifice, including their own lives, to achieve their goal, or whatever it is.
I think they need education. I think they need MTV.
Coming up. It's 25 years old.
Happy 25th birthday, MTV.
Yeah. And did you see they shot the photograph of to advertise it? They had Madonna kissing Britney Spears. A la George Bush and Jolene.
Strange bedfellows. Both politics and rock and roll make. And morning radio. Here at Keeping It Real, we have, of course, Mr. Robert Shearer coming up in the next segment. But right now, we have John Scott in the newsroom with all the new news here on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Paul. And Will and Willie. 8:15 on The Quake. Traffic problems at the moment. Peninsula. 280 southbound after Avalon. Three cars crashed. Three cars also crashed, but we don't have any lane information for you. We know it's at 101 northbound before Peninsula Ave. Mostly sunny today. This afternoon's highs, 50s, 60s on the coast, 70s around the bay, and a very nice mid-80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Golden Gate Bridge district officials trying to get more folks who drive across the bridge on the weekends to start using Fast Track. During the work week, about half of the southbound commuters use Fast Track. 70% who drive across in the morning use a transponder, but on the weekends, that number drops to a dismal 35%, and that's why there are big backups on the weekends. Arab satellite TV is showing images of shells falling and smoke rising near the Lebanese town where guerrillas staged a raid into Israel 3 weeks ago and kidnapped a soldier. Hezbollah TV claims 35 Israeli soldiers have been killed or hurt in today's battle. Actor Mel Gibson has issued a new statement saying he's not a bigot and is asking the Jewish community to help him recover from alcoholism. What that means, we have absolutely no idea. California will become significantly hotter and drier by the end of the century, causing severe air pollution, a drop in the water supply, the melting of 90% of the Sierra snowpack, and up to six times more heat-related deaths in major cities. Well, that's bad news. According to a sweeping study compiled with help from respected scientists around the country, that would make last month's heat wave look entirely average. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Weigh in now at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page. at quakeradio.com. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of the same old satellite, DSL, and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable, great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to 4 times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or a new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree and certificate options, plus an array of programs including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Bro, the view from the left for people like us. 960, The Quake.
We are here to start you up. It is August 1st. It's hard to believe it's August, the 8th month of the year of our Lord, 2006. It's 8:20 a.m. And I am Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and we are joined by the columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, a columnist for the Nation, an editor, a book writer, six or seven books in his times, a up-and-coming politician 100 years ago.
Including a new book called Playing President.
Yes.
Mr. Robert Shears, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you guys go way back.
Yeah, Willie was a lawyer for pimps when he decided to go straight and join the civil rights movement. And you'd come out to see your uncle, right?
No. I attended college here. No, went to San
originally,
Francisco.
Now wait a minute. Yeah, you used to hang out in the crow's nest down there in Texas, right?
You know about the crow's nest. Do you ever do a book on that stuff,
Willie? I am an expert on you. I went there. To that stupid town, you know.
And you went to Mineola?
Yeah.
On purpose?
You know, I did a whole profile on him for the L.A. Times, a cover profile. I made the guy look great.
And a great photograph.
And when you, by the way...
That photograph was the best, though.
When he was a loser.
I was never a loser.
Yes, you were. You were the gang of four or five or whatever you were up there in Sacramento, and they were beating you around the head, you know. And I came along and I rehabilitated you. That's
He's famous for taking credit.
This is payback time. We're going to sell this book, Playing President. You know, make me look good. You know.
Tell us about the book.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time, or wasted a lot of time, want to look at it, interviewing presidential candidates. I started out doing Jimmy Carter's Lust in Your Heart interview for Playboy.
Everybody remembers that.
Well, people forget that the first politician to really try to exploit born-again religion and everything was a Democrat, was Jimmy Carter, and he was one of the threatened breed of Southern Democratic governors because Nixon had done his Southern strategy and separate whites from blacks in the Democratic Party, you know, at the beginning of the Reagan Democrats.
But it was also a morality play after Watergate.
No, it wasn't morality play. What it was you couldn't be overtly racist and say leave the Democratic Party because they support civil rights, because you would offend moderate Republicans, of which there were still some, you know, Eisenhower Republicans. So you had to have a code language for racism, and what you said was, you know, family value, normal Americans, patriotic Americans. This is actually before Watergate, Nixon's strategy. Nixon had a great idea. Nixon comes out looking better than Carter in my book. It was a real surprise to me when I got the galleys. Because Nixon, you know, he escalated the Democrats' war in Vietnam and got millions of people killed, and he was a thug, and I'm not going to defend him, you know, generally. But the opening to China was the end of the Cold War, a recognition that communism was nationalist, not internationalist, you know, and had to develop a more serious view. And his domestic program, he had Moynihan in there, guaranteed annual income, environmental protection agency. So looking back on it, which I did back in the mid-'80s, I went back and looked at Nixon's whole record. He liked it. He's the only one who liked my articles that I wrote about it. And he invited me to come see him, and I interviewed him, so he's in the book. But Carter was exploiting religion to try to protect himself. And the same as kind of the triangulation of Bill Clinton. How do you protect yourself against these right-wing attacks? You sell out. And so I was profiling Carter, and then these guys wanted, you know, as those saying, never hustle a hustler. They said, let's use Playboy to show we're really hip and Democratic voters shouldn't be scared of us. So we'll do the Playboy interview. And actually what he said about Lust was quite sensible. You know, he's trying to say, I'm a regular guy, I'm just like everybody. But he said something else in that interview which should have made bigger news. I said, how are you going to avoid getting into another Vietnam like Lyndon Johnson? He said, I would never lie like Lyndon Johnson. And that was pretty big for a guy who had just gotten the Democratic nomination to say Johnson was a liar. Lady Bird wouldn't meet with him. It was going to be a big scandal. But, of course, the media was more interested in sex, so...
The voice you're listening to is that of Bob Scheer, a man who is a regular columnist with the San Francisco Chronicle. As a matter of fact, he's a syndicated columnist throughout the nation, and he's been writing about candidates and successful candidates and politicians and presidents for almost more than 40 years. And he's here on 960 The Quake with us. He's recently published his sixth book. And this one is called Playing President.
Wonder who he's talking about in that title.
Well, I think they all ended up playing president. My whole point is, yes, George W. Bush is the one who's the most perfectly electronically transmitted. There's no there. This guy didn't do any homework. He wasn't serious about it. All the others felt you had to, including Reagan, felt you had to do your homework. You had to be brief. You had to know something. You know, there had to be some real-life experiences. This guy is not there. That's true, and he's turned it over to this cabal of neocons. So he's dangerous. I don't want to underestimate that. But it's like in physics. They say a quantitative change gives rise to a qualitative. You heat water. At some point, it becomes steam. We've been trivializing presidential politics for a long time. Money, you know, electronic media, the sound bites, the photo ops. Yeah, we've been making it a meaningless exercise, and suddenly it became the totally meaningless exercise. But my point is, all these guys played a playing president. And by the time they got the job, they didn't know which end was up. You know,
think Clinton knew which end was up?
Oh, no. I mean, Clinton, in his gut, is a good guy. I mean, he understands poverty, but then he goes and he does what he calls welfare reform, where he screws the poor, he ends the federal obligation to poor people, and he knew that was cynical and destructive. Nowadays, the census figure tells us we got more people than we did 5 years ago, but we don't know what happened to the people who were on welfare. 70% were children. That was Bill Clinton. That was the great Democrats, you know. We were totally cynical, triangulation. My goodness, this guy could have gotten bin Laden. He sent in the cruise missiles. you know, to Republicans say, oh, you're distracting from the important business of Monica Lewinsky. He should have told him to shove it. You know, this is national security, a real threat. I have the right to send special forces in. These guys have attacked us. Instead, he pulled back. You know, but that cynicism runs through all of our presidential candidates that I dealt with. I mean, Jimmy Carter, for instance, he's the one. If you want to trace 9/11, you got to go back to Jimmy Carter. He's the guy who decided, oh, the Soviets in Afghanistan, that's a new Cold War, you know. And it was interesting, in doing this book, I went back and I found an interview I did with Bob Dole in 1980. And Bob Dole, at that time, he was running, Bob Dole said, what's this Afghanistan thing? He said, I think it's a phony. That's Zbigniew Brzezinski has dreamt up to take attention away from the hostage crisis in Iran and from the inflation and the oil price. He said, the Soviets have been in Afghanistan forever. He said, and they've certainly been there physically for about 8 months now. Why are we not going to the Olympics? What's this whole thing about? What's this, you know, freedom fighters and everything? Bob Dole said that. And how did Bin Laden get to Afghanistan? How did this whole crap start with the Muslim freedom fighters? It started with Jimmy Carter's cynical Zbigniew Brzezinski. In 1988, Zbigniew Brzezinski said on told Nouvelle Observateur, I wanted to give the Soviets their Vietnam. Total cynicism, you know. And we go, oh, these are great freedom fighters and everything. And then, of course, Reagan has to escalate it, and he recruits them from all over the world. And that's how Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda end up there. And that's where 9/11 goes back to. It's a bipartisan disaster, 9/11. All right?
For a minute there, I thought you were going to blame Democrats for everything. You had done Clinton, you had done Carter, but you had said nothing.
I'll tell you why, Will. You spoke
positively about Nixon. I was beginning to look at you strange.
No, I'll tell you what. First of all, you know me. When people are down, I defend them. When you were down, I defended you. I was never down.
You really have a misconception of my role.
What did you say? The Gang of Three? You were in a tiny little office up there in Sacramento. I felt sorry for you. Come on.
It was all part of my strategy.
All right. But anyway, and when you were up, I bashed you around a bit. You know, that's what journalists should do, you know. The reason I think it's important to bring up the mischief of Democrats is we're now saying we got to back Hillary because she won't say a word about Iraq, but somehow we have to back her because of lesser evil garbage and everything. I don't like it when Democrats pander to the voters. I don't like it when they don't talk straight. I think the secret weapon of the Republicans, of the Reagan Revolution, is they spoke honestly to their constituents. I think they were stupid, but they spoke honestly to their constituents. And we're now hearing this crap, we got to go with a Lieberman or we got to go with a Hillary. Personally, I like Hillary. I think she's a terrific woman, very smart and everything, but she's selling out all over the place. And, you know, she's not making sense. And I don't see any reason to back her, not when you got, you know, other people starting to make sense, including a Barbara Boxer, although I don't know why she went in there and backed Lieberman, but otherwise...
Because they're buddies.
Well, but what's that
got to do with...
I can understand personal friendship.
You could say, I think it's got something to do with loyalty.
All right. Go in there and say, I disagree with him on Iraq or something. I mean, don't go
Clinton
in there...
Clinton did yesterday.
Yeah, all right.
Clinton said, I disagree with him on Iraq, but they're using Clinton in the campaign ad.
All right. I don't want to bash Boxer because I actually am a big fan of Boxer, and I think she's played a really great role, and I'd like to see her run for president. She happens to be my favorite candidate, so I don't want to emerge from this somehow I was critical of Boxer, but I am critical of what on other progressive talk radio I hear referred to as traitor Joe Lieberman, and I think the guy is really bad.
Is that T-R-A-D-E-R?
Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Will you stick around for a few more minutes? Will?
That's Robert Scheer. He's the author of Playing President, also writes for the L.A. Times, syndicated across the country, and he's not a knee-jerk liberal. He's a thoughtful guy. He actually praised Bush's immigration speech that he gave, which changed me around. And we'll have more with him after the news here on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:30 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic. Brought to us by Cost Plus World Market. Car on fire now on the Guadalupe Parkway northbound before Kirtner. Not blocking, but something to look at. First reports of a new crash in Sausalito. 101 northbound before the tunnel. BART on time. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Back up to the foot of the maze, but we don't have any accidents right now on 880-580 or westbound 80. Need a bed before you head back to school? Don't miss this great bedroom set deal at Cost Plus World Market. Get the Palermo bed set and dresser. You get a free bedside table with savings valued at over $200. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 8:31. Nice day again today. 50s, 60s on the coast with a good layer of fog. 70s around the bay and mid-80s inland. The headlines this hour. Well, they're getting what we had. Close to 1,000 residents are out of the Chicago high-rises. The power went out. The heat wave there is making most of the Midwest and part of the Northeast sweat. this morning. The local battle against mosquitoes continues tonight. Crews in Santa Clara County will do some more spraying in West San Jose and Saratoga. Researchers say if you have McAfee's PC software, it's susceptible to a flaw that can expose your password and some other sensitive information you might not want others to see. A McAfee spokeswoman says they're aware of the hole, and software engineers are working on a patch right now. Local residents of the 11th Congressional District holding a press conference in San Ramon and Stockton today. They have some questions for Richard Pombo, the representative out there, and they're inviting him to a town hall meeting to answer charges of why he is known as, in their opinion, one of the most corrupt members of Congress. Pombo's constituents have signed a letter requesting the town hall meeting, and they're going to deliver it to his district offices. British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Governor Schwarzenegger formally announced a transatlantic partnership yesterday against global warming. They are bypassing the Bush administration, who doesn't want to play along, and explore some ways to curb greenhouse gas emissions and promote clean burning fuels. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. We'll get you fired up. Call them at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth, with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Hi, My name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an ideal scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
Inside the San Francisco Bay, we are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. And if you want to leave your brain on autopilot, you have come to the wrong place, because our guest today is the San Francisco Chronicle columnist, Robert Scheer. I didn't know that.
Well, I was real happy.
Who's syndicating you then?
Let me tell you, I think, I'm syndicated by creators, but the great thing is, you know, after 30 years at the LA Times, I got pushed out when the Tribune Company bought the paper, and, you know, they published a city that never liked a word I wrote, but they need to get FCC approval for their licenses, because the Congress didn't let them own the newspaper and television station, the same market, and they got that in Hartford, they got that in L.A., so they're subject to political pressure. And also, I was being bashed by Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and all those people on a daily basis. So anyway, they cut me, and John Diaz, who runs the editorial page of the Chronicle, and I believe they were running me anyway, but when he called right away and said, we'd like to be your home paper, and I think it's because we're both fanatical Oakland Raider fans. I can't possibly be a commie traitor if I'm sitting out there in the parking lot in the rain, you know, having people throw beer on me. So Diaz came through for me, yeah.
And you write how many days a week for the Chronicle?
No, for Chronicle, just every Wednesday. And then I got this Truth Dig website. The great thing is with the internet now, you know, like Arianna Huffington came up to me the second I was pushed out there. She said, oh, darling, we'll have you on the Huffington Post, you know, and then there's, you know.
Do they pay you for that?
Hey, what's pay got to do with it? No, in fact, you know,
crusading journalists.
No, I want to tell you something. Truth Dig, our website, we have a radical notion. We are actually paying writers.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I did it, and I picked the old, this is going to probably blow us out of the water, I picked the old Playboy formula, a buck a word. And it drives, it's like, you know, when somebody said, taking a dollar bill, $100 bill through the trailer camp, women coming, oh, that was the defense. Carville's defense of Clinton. That's how he distorted all the women who attacked him. You drag a $100 bill through the trailer. Anyway, well, with writers, you wave around a buck a word, and they salivate. They come. They just go crazy, you know. So we have really great writers writing for us now. And, you know, we've cut down all the other expenses, but it's a brilliant. You know, we don't have to cut down trees. We're on the internet. You can get 100,000 people come to you in a day, which we've had, you know, and it's great.
And you said you teach it.
Yeah, I teach at USC, which is really great. I have 600 students. It frees me of the thing that drives older men nuts. You know, you don't know what young people are thinking. I know all too well what young people are thinking, and it's great. You know, they're alive. You know, they got their Wi-Fi'd up the gazoos. They got PDAs and everything. If you can get them interested, which basically they've been burned out with these SAT tests, and they've been burned out by mass media, which is true, with the exception of The Daily Show and Colbert Report. These things are really breaking through. These are great shows. I've never seen anything like it. You know.
Speaking of Robert Scheer, he's a San Francisco columnist, and his new book is called Playing President, My Close Encounters with Nixon, Carter, Bush 1, Reagan, and Clinton, and How They Did Not Prepare Me for George W. Bush. And it's published by Akashic Books. And you can also go to truthdig.com and see his latest columns. Are you reading anywhere? Are you going to have any readings here in the band?
Well, I just did City Lights, where I used to work as a book clerk for a buck and a quarter an hour. I worked there for 3 years, wrote a book there. That's before I met Willie, before he made me a star. And, you know, I was saying something when we were off there, I don't know if it's going to sound like I'm kissing up to Willie, but the fact is you brought something to the Democratic Party that is missing, which was a kick-ass attitude, you know, take no prisoners. And that's what I think has really been the strength of the right wing and the Republicans, that they believe they're authentic, they're legitimate. They're going to get their word out there. They're going to stick to their principles. I think their principles are crazy. They attack Darwin. They attack science. They're against capitalism. I mean, I think they're nuts. You know, but the fact is they have internalized that they're normal, that they belong here, that they're legitimate, you know, patriotic Americans.
And they've been sent to save us.
Yeah, but I think they're screwing up the country. Look, take the neoconservatives. Think about this. You know, they have messed up the whole Middle East. They've messed it up beyond recognition. They have taken these Shiite fanatics, you know, and now stretched their power from Lebanon to Iraq to Iran. Their guys are now, no one seemed to notice the last few days, you know, whatever you think about what Israel did in Lebanon, the fact is their biggest supporters are now in Iraq. The very guys that Bush embraced, right, the prime minister that he embraced in Washington, has denounced Israel as war criminals, as a criminal aggression and so forth, denounced the United States. Sadr, the leader of the biggest faction in the governing power, has said he will go fight in Lebanon. He attacked Britain, the United States, and Israel all. He said we have to get the U.S. out of the Middle East. So whereas Saddam Hussein, by the way, was not into taking on Israel very much. That was like off his radar screen, okay? And he was much closer to where the Sunni leaders are in Egypt and Jordan right now playing back. It's the Shiites that are really fierce on this stuff. Again, whatever you think of their position, and I disagree with what you said about Hezbollah. Hezbollah is not just a gang. These guys won an election. They're in the government. They're in the cabinet. Whether you like it or not, elections are not a panacea. Same way as the guy in Iran, unfortunately, won an election. The same way Hamas.
But they are not a nation.
No, but
Hezbollah is not a nation.
But they got two members in the cabinet, and Israel and the United States have ignored the prime minister of Lebanon, who has said, wait a minute, we need a ceasefire. We need this. But putting that aside, well, I'm talking about U.S. policy and the right wing in America. They have brought about a situation, they have radicalized the Mideast, they have radicalized Iraq, which nobody seems to notice. They have radicalized Iraq. They have put Shiite radicals in power in Iraq, okay? This is going to haunt us all for the next 50 years, what they've done. Your people are going to be saying, just like overthrowing Mossadegh in Iran, and no one remembers this. That's one reason I teach, to remind my students, except for the ones who happen to come from Iran, they all know all about Mossadegh. You can go to a Starbucks in Westwood and you'll find more knowledgeable people about the history of Iran and who speak Farsi or Arabic speakers in any Starbucks than you do in the State Department, okay? But if you go back, 1953, the U.S. government, the CIA, overthrew a guy named Mossadegh, who's the last secular democratic leader of Iraq. We ended up with the Shah, we ended up with the Ayatollahs. So history has consequences. Your stupidity of the moment haunts you for the next half century. That's what happened with Iran. That's why we're dealing with these nutcases
in
Iran.
But the president's not going to have to worry about that. He already said it's up to the next president to have to worry.
Well, that's the real danger of this guy. He is the first one that I observed him when his father was running. I saw him a bit up close then, you know. And this guy, the fact that he didn't turn to a baker, that he didn't turn, you know, to Scowcroft, he didn't turn to the wise people in his father's administration, and that he rejected his father. There's a war between Bush 1 and Bush 2, which you better recognize. Bush 1 had a sense, you may not like this new world order, a lot of us didn't like it because of the environmental stuff, labor stuff, there's a lot to criticize, but the new world order had a sound idea, which is commerce, trade, tourism, normalcy in the world is a winner, okay? This guy, the president, you know, comes in with this crazy neoconservative cabal, and Rumsfeld and Cheney, everybody forgets, Rumsfeld and Cheney were in the Nixon administration. They rejected Richard Nixon. They rejected Nixon as some kind of pinko because he did the time. He reached out to China and so forth. These guys have been sitting there nursing their wounds ever since they get this callow, you know, untrained president. And they take hold of him, and they turn the whole thing against Nixon, but against Bush 1. You know, that's what what I'm saying about playing president. This guy is betraying, forget about the Democrats, he's betraying the Republicans. He's betraying the legacy, the leadership of his own party.
And they use Colin Powell as a Kleenex.
Colin Powell is the saddest guy. I went to school with Colin Powell. I mean, I wrote a column saying if Colin Powell ever ran for president, I'd have to support him enthusiastically because he was in City College class of 58. We were engineering students, you know, and he comes from two subway stations away from me in the Bronx. I loved his autobiography because it's a great tribute to the New Deal, to what was done for us as kids in the Bronx, which is far more than is done for kids in South Central Los Angeles now. There's no question. City College, when we went to it, you got free transportation. They had free textbooks, absolutely free tuition. I mean, it's incredible what was done back then. So in Colin Powell's book, he has a great testimony. He should have never gone Republican. You read his book, and he would have had to be a liberal Democrat. But also in international affairs, he knows, you know, he knows how horrible this is. The fact that he didn't resign. I mean, we expect people to show courage around the world and you know, Sakharov in the Soviet Union, you're going to get killed. Your family's going to get killed. You're going to be tortured. Here we're asking people to have a little slight deviation in their career curve. Right? A little kick in your career curve. Show a little courage. Resign, for God's sake. Say something. Speak the truth. And you don't get that from a Colin Powell. It is shameful. It's the most depressing, personally, the most depressing thing for me, because I thought this guy was a different kind
Robert
of
Scheer, his new book is available anywhere. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You know, any of the little ones.
Yeah, go to the independent. Cody's, come of on. Course. City Lights.
It's called Playing Presidents. And you can also read his column in the Chronicle every Wednesday. We're going to ask him to stick around for one more segment and ask the mayor a question in the What Would Willie Do segment here and Keep It Real. But first, let's go to the newsroom with John Scott here at 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. It's 847. Stop-and-go traffic from 85 up to 87 northbound before Kirtner. There's a car on fire in the center divide. Been a normal morning at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Metering lights on. Back up down to the foot of the maze. A sunny day today after we get over some coastal fog. Pretty thick today. Highs this afternoon, 50s, 60s coast, 70s around the bay, and mid-80s inland. Here's a look at this morning's top stories. A new poll shows the Democrats are leading in six so-called down-ticket races in the upcoming election. If you're to believe the new field poll results, they say in the race for lieutenant governor, insurance commissioner John Garamendi is leading Republican State Senator Tom McClintock now 48% to 38, 13% undecided. In the race for attorney general, the field poll shows that Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown is ahead of his Republican rival, State Senator Charles Poochigan. An environmental activist group has filed a lawsuit trying to stop Hornblower Yachts from taking over ferry service to Alcatraz at the end of next month. The group claims that the Hornblower Yachts will be violating environmental laws by operating the ferry service from its current base on the Embarcadero near Lombard. This could be quite an earful tonight at the Clayton Public Library. Martinez Congressman George Miller is holding a town hall meeting on gas prices and the increasing need for energy independence. He did that same meeting last night in Pinole. It's at 7:30 tonight at the Clayton Library. President Bush's nominee to head the Food and Drug Administration says he's committed to, quote, sound science in the agency's traditions and values. That's Republican speak for approval of the morning after emergency contraception pill is in danger. Andrew Von Eschenbach is on Capitol Hill today facing Senate confirmation questions. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings
evenings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
The following is a public service message from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Consumer Federation of America.
These days, some people feel more secure having a gun in their home. But research shows that guns in the home are much more likely to be used to kill or injure a family member than to shoot an attacker. I'm Dr. Lori Weichenthal, and I treat gunshot wound victims. For the safety of your family, don't have a gun in your home. And if you have a gun, please keep it unloaded and locked up and store the ammunition separately.
Visit QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask a question of the mayor. Something of international, national, local, or room import. It's an unrehearsed question, and every day he uses the wisdom and sagacity that his years of experience in public service have given him and give us an unrehearsed and spontaneous answer. And today's question will be posed by internationally acclaimed liberal commie pinko yell rat bastard columnist Mr. Robert Shearer.
Yeah, Willie, this is a serious question, not a baiting one. We started out in the civil rights movement. We had a lot of things, a lot of expectations. I lived down there in L.A. I watched these little yellow school buses stuck in traffic for 2-3 hours pretending to integrate schools. I look at what's happened to young black kids, more than Latinos, black kids stuck in a poverty that seems to be going nowhere. What happened? What happened to the civil rights movement? What happened to the black community? What happened to young black people? How did this all, did it go wrong? What happened? What would you do now different than you would have done back in 64?
I'm not sure that I would do anything differently than I was attempting to do in 1964. I did not succeed at doing it because for many years I have been firmly of the opinion that the little red schoolhouse model of the year of my birth is not the model that's needed for the purpose of affording an equal educational opportunity to all kids in America. Children in America today are dramatically different from children yesterday, and the system, however, still treats it as if this is a single language, single cultural society, educationally speaking. We are none of the above. What I would do today is alter the school system. The school system needs to be boutique as it relates to individual students, not unlike what parents attempt to do now when they pay huge sums of money for private schools. They go through a filtering process. They go through an interview process. They go through an observation process. And they are continuously participatory in every aspect of their child's educational program if they are to, in fact, succeed. Public schools do not now afford that opportunity to children. And in view of the fact that the bulk of African-American kids and Latino kids are virtually confined public schools because of their economic status, there just will not be any dramatic change in the nature of the educational delivery system, no matter how much money is put in, as long as the model of the Little Red Schoolhouse is the chosen route that we in this country are burdened with. We need to reorient and rechange that. The efforts being made by people like Daley, Bloomberg, Villaraigosa, and others throughout America are all designed to do just that. They are going against the conventional wisdom, however, of the body politic. Teachers, principals, and administrators are not the courageous, creative people who will allow easily for change in the school delivery system, not unlike many other old, archaic, non-existent institutions that are moving on the basis of a memory that never was.
And that's what would Willie do. What Willie would do. That's what. And Bob Scheer asked him that, and we want to thank him for being our guest.
Thanks, and read Playing President. That's a hell of a book. Surprised me.
Yeah, it looks like a hell of a book. Surprised you.
It did. You never know when these things come. Yeah, same with the column. I'll read my column in the Chronicle tomorrow. Say, it's not very good, or it is good. You know, come on. We got to be. As opposed to the neoconservatives, I know I can screw up. You know, I know I can get it wrong.
So every once in a while you read your column back, you go, oh, hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Sometimes, and this book, I like. But not, I'm sad that I like it. You know, there's no thrill in being right about their killing people. You know, I would have been much happier if they'd gone into Iraq and be greeted as liberators, and the oil revenue had paid for everything, and democracy had spread. You know,
that's still the plan.
Yeah, but I mean, I would be thrilled. And,
that's still the plan.
I think as a journalist, I would have gone off and into a retreat somewhere and meditated on how I got it all wrong. But you know, they don't have any such.
Bob Scheer, our guest, coming up in the next hour. We have James Koss. He's the executive director of Youth Speaks. There's an event tonight, and the attorney Paul Leto, the guy who filed the action in San Diego on the Bill Bray Busby election. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quick.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960. Wait.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. Still no word on the medical condition of Fidel Castro, who's undergone surgery for internal bleeding. President George W. Bush says the people of Cuba want a free society.
I know many people in my country who are proud of their Cuban heritage that came to the United States to live in a free society. And my hopes is that one day that same freedom that people found here